I'm just wondering whether to go into the eight vinyanas. Maybe I'll mention them briefly. We also know that the Yogacara Chittamatra tradition, having said there's one skanda, the skanda of consciousness, mind, talks in terms of eight vinyanas, eight consciousnesses, and that enlightenment involves the transformation of those eight consciousnesses into the five wisdoms of the five jhanas. And that is brought about by the turning about in the deepest seat of consciousness. So you know, you all know this. You all know this material. It's in Know Your Mind. I'm not going to go into any great detail, but I will just mention it. So, the eight vinyanas. The five senses are the first five consciousnesses. Objects of visual field, aural field, tactile field, and so on. Transformed into the wisdom of Omega City. Then the mind sense, Manovinyana. The mind as a sense. So this is the sense that perceives mental objects which flow through the cognitive field. So that may be derived from the other five senses, or it may be ideas from the mind itself, in meditation, in dreams, and so on. Transformed into the wisdom of Amitabha. The Klisto Manavinyana, the big baddie, defiled, afflicted, suffering, tainted consciousness. So manas or ego. So this is the consciousness which splits the world into subject and object. As a dualistic outlook, splits everything into opposites, so subject, self, and object world. So what it does, it interprets data received from the other senses into an existing external world. So we receive information through our senses and we think there is an existing world out there. And then we have a reflection, as it were, in our Klisto Manavinyana of the alia, of the pure mind. We have a reflection of the alia in our experience, and we interpret that as a real or separate self. So the Klisto Manavinyana has these two sets of information coming from this way and that way, as it were, and it looks both ways, and it splits it into subject and object, self and world, in a fixed way. So the eighth consciousness is the Alia Vinyana, which of course has two parts, the relative and the absolute, and into the relative Alia fall the seeds of all our actions, all our previous actions. So this is the realm of karma, and these seeds fructify, creating the illusion of the world as we know it. And it's in the relative alia that our practice, our positive practice, drops, as it were, the positive seeds, the good seeds, which at some point are going to outweigh the unskillful seeds, bringing about the turning around in the deepest seat of consciousness. So the Klisto Manavinyana is transformed into the wisdom of Ratnasambhava, the relative alia into the wisdom of Akshobhya, and the absolute alia, well, it's not transformed, but it's expressive of the wisdom of Varochana. So Yeshe Gyaltsen focuses on vinyanas 1 to 6 for practical purposes. So that's the six senses, and perhaps we should do likewise.